Anybody want to do that?
Sean will move that.
No, Luke Calandra here. I'm seeing quite a bit of difference in the way different portions of Pacifica view the affiliate program. And I'd like to make a motion to have a meeting of all the persons, the divisions, and people with direct contact with affiliates to meet after the next board meeting. We'll give them time because we're going to, I just see some things coming up at the board meeting that may require that all those folks who are associated directly with the affiliates meet because there doesn't seem to be a connection here. I'd like to move to have a meeting of all persons, divisions, and with direct contact.
Well, Kalonji?
Yes.
First, let's discuss Sean's motion that we discuss the budget process at our next affiliate meeting, which is next Thursday, September 14th. Anybody want to discuss Sean's motion?
Hasn't been seconded either.
Actually, I don't think you need a second in committee, but...
No. Okay.
But,
well, I would.
Okay.
I would like to be on the stack.
All right. Is there a second? No? Okay. If there's no second, then we won't discuss it. Died for lack of second.
So does that mean people want to discuss it now?
I that's the only assumption I can, but I thought this was going to be a short meeting, but if you want to discuss it now, I'm at your service.
I would like to be on the staff then.
All right, Rosalinda. Is that Rosalinda?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? Did anyone jump in before? Okay, Rosalinda, go ahead. Go for it.
Well, I would like to see...
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Kalonji had a motion.
Yes, sir.
You asked for a second, and no one said came forth.
I was asking.
No, she stopped it before it could be seconded. I'd like to second it.
Okay, so Kalonji's motion. I'm sorry, Kalonji's motion is the motion on the floor, and Kalonji, would you please repeat it?
The motion to have a meeting of all persons or divisions with direct contact with affiliates to have such a meeting right after the PMD meeting. I think it's going to be important for. Make sure that everyone understands exactly what has to go on. And I think the controversy I'm seeing going to develop at the meeting will need to have us indicate that we have a way of moving forward with this to resolve any of the problems that are coming up. And I suggest
so, Kalonji, do I understand that you're saying, this is Dina, that at the end of the PNB meeting, that people stay Sunday evening or by telephone?
I wasn't thinking of the logistics of it, but it should take place sometime shortly after that meeting so as to properly deal with all the things that are coming up as we submit the budget and other things in terms of the affiliates.
So you're talking about archives and Lonnie and Greg and the staff at Pacifica and the affiliate task force? Is that who you mean, or do you mean other people that I'm not?
No, that's more than I had thought of.
Well, I'd like to be on
staff. You could leave out that staff part.
Yeah.
And then you would just be down to like five people.
That makes sense to me.
But Mariana would have to be part of that.
Okay, are we talking about a member of this task force being on that in that meeting too?
Well,
I think
I'm a board member.
Should
I'm
going
to be there. So,
it's important if we're going to, be working as a task force that we also know what's going on and sync with what that comes out of that meeting.
I would like to be on the stack too.
Rosalinda is next. Before Rosalinda speaks, as chair, I would like to say, please do not forget that if these ideas are coming out half half formed, we might want to say, well, let's postpone this and put it on the agenda, discuss it on the 18th, which is our next full meeting, because we're coming up with resolutions and kind of as we go. All right, go ahead, Rosalinda.
Yeah, I would be opposed to the motion because if we want to set in motion the process for which the affiliates task force submits its budget for the 07 process, I think we have to do that now that we're in the budget, discussing the budgets and present that now, because if, you know, I think it would be too late to wait after the next PNB meeting. So I think we should be, my thing would be that I would want to see us to come up with a process that is presented either at the next PNB or sometime to the Finance Committee at their next meeting.
Point of information for Kalonji. Kalonji, are you saying that this meeting of all persons and divisions which work with affiliates is to come up with a process for the budget or something else?
No. I'm saying that the controversy is going to come up as we submit the budget. I thought we had already concluded that that's what we're going to do.
Okay. I'm going to rule that your motion is out of order because the only thing that's on the table right now is when we're going to decide a process for the budget moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but you might want to think about that. If you think there needs to be a special meeting, you might want to put that on the agenda. Contact me to put it on the agenda for next Thursday, the 18th.
So,
the question on the table right now is, do we want to come up with some sort of budget process? Do you want to discuss it? You want me to put it on the agenda for the 18th, or did you want to discuss it now?
I have a point of information. If we're going to be, we're being more like a formal meeting here. If we are going to look at the process, I think there's a process where the executive director right now sends an email or calls and says, "Have your budget proposals in by this time." And there's a date, and he pretty much notifies everybody, and there may even be some policy already established as to what time of year it starts happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's an overall process that's already a process for everybody. The distinction would be that this is be a separate entity with a broken-out budget like the archives has. For instance, in the packet that we got in June, there's a budget report, and it has every station, and it has national office, and it has PRA. So what we're asking, it seems to me now, by forwarding this budget, is that we want something on paper that's a separate piece of paper that says affiliates, and then there's these line items. So there's going to be resistance right away, and what it comes to is who's speaking to the matter at the meeting. Obviously, first it goes to finance. We've already voted that. So they're going to talk about it. And what I'm hearing now is a discussion, I think, that leans more to the idea that finance is going to dismiss this and just leave everything the way it is, as recommended by the CFO. So then other people here views are that certainly the board is the one in charge and should just tell the CFO to make the breakout budget, and basically would also be telling the finance committee. So then it comes down to a matter of votes over who's going to override the finance committee recommendation, because there's a protocol on the board to accept recommendations from the committees. So now what we're talking about is at least people have the feeling that this isn't going to go anywhere, and so we're going to have to address it at the board level. But first we should think about how could we propose this at finance, and there's a number of questions in here. The budget that we're sending over looks a little bit different than the budget that they have broken out here, and some of the questions about having this instituted immediately are questions about the situation that our present coordinator is in, where there's a private residence used with private phone records. And once this becomes institutionalized, there's going to be an intrusion into her life right now. The way the situation is an anomaly. It's just not the way the rest of the organization works. I mean, down in L.A., they're not working out of Mark Torres's house. There's an office to go to. There's the phone is at the office. And the, what I was told is they're going to want to see all the phone records because they're going to go to the accounting office in Berkeley. And suddenly there's going to be an audit of Ursula's life. So there needs to be some mechanism for some flexibility in some of these matters at first. So I'm wondering if we're putting an ultimatum on right now saying you're going to do this kind of a detailed breakout budget that we may actually be imposing on Ursula's life right now. And I'm just saying that because of conversations I've had with the ED about this.
I would like to be on the SPAC.
All right,
the,
Chandra.
Teresa, can you hear me?
Rosalinda.
Yes. Teresa, can you hear me?
Okay, I'm going to go Ursula, Chandra,
you,
Ursula. And Rosalinda. Ursula, Chandra, and Rosalinda.
I'd like to address the thing about my phone bill. There are, you know, various, I mean, in Pacifica, a lot of the way, you know, money is spent is that money is put out by various individuals in the network and then reimbursed. And I have no problem submitting our phone bill in the same way that any other expenses. I personally don't feel like it's an intrusion to submit my phone bill. The phone bill that we're the office here in Brooklyn has two lines. One is a local line, and the other is a long distance line, which is a line that Pete and I use for work. Even though we work in our house, our work is actually relatively separate from our lives. And I have no trouble submitting the bill for that, as I would any other, you know, reimbursement form that I do. I just don't feel that's an intrusion. And I think there are people around the network that work in a lot of different situations that aren't necessarily office settings. There's all sorts of variations on that around the country. So I just want to say that I have no problem submitting my phone bills. Submitting invoices for reimbursement is a common thing in the network. So I just wanted to say that. I do feel, I mean, our phone bill is an internet-based phone bill. It's closely tied to the broadband, and those are two expenses that are very much Pacifica-related. I also don't think that our long-distance line costs extra the more calls we make, so I think it's a standard fee.
Okay. The next person on the stack was Chandra.
I just wanted to say I think this whole protocol that we're establishing is new and it's getting complicated, and several people on the call have raised issues about it, and since we're going to be discussing it in more detail next week, I think that
we should have a subcommittee that
could get together and discuss this and strategize. And I would recommend that the people that have expressed concern beyond the subcommittee, including Rip, Ursula, Rosalinda, myself, and Kalanji, and Dina. And maybe all those people don't want to participate, but it's a proposal that we have a subcommittee that meets prior to the next meeting to develop protocols or proposals to put forward so we don't have to spend all this time going back and forth.
Okay. I mentioned that to develop a protocol for processing the affiliate's budget.
Okay, if you want to call it that, that's fine. And I suggested some people that I thought might want to participate in this group, and I don't know if they all want to or not. But
I'm not going to put that in the motion.
Okay.
So, Hauptmann moved that a subcommittee meet to develop protocol for processing affiliate budget with proposal by our next affiliate meeting.
Correct.
Is there a second, I guess?
Second.
Okay. Next. Any discussion?
When's our next meeting?
Next Thursday.
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 The 18th,
okay,
I
Thursday.
Believe?
No. Wait. Are we in September? The 18th
yes.
is a Monday. So it's
the
14th.
14, okay.
Is what you said earlier. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I need to get off the phone in the next couple of minutes, but I'd be willing to convene this meeting.
All right. And she's willing to convene. Is there any other discussion? Okay. Is there any objection to this motion? Okay. It passed without objection. Chandra will convene. Who wants to be on this subcommittee?
It depends when it is.
Well, just tell her if you want to be called, and she will try to negotiate a good time for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Rosalinda will volunteer.
Yeah, okay. Rip.
Rip, Rosalinda, Chandra,
Dina,
and Ursula.
What about Kalanji? Do you want to participate since you had issues also?
Hello? Is he there?
Well, maybe I should call him, too, and ask him.
Okay. Good idea.
Is that okay? So I have Rosalind.
Kalanji's back. I think I had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to participate in this committee, subcommittee?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so I've got Rosalinda, Rip, Dina, Ursula, Chandra, and Kalanji.
Okay.
And I have to say goodnight, folks.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Goodnight.
Does anyone want to move that we adjourn?
So move. I move. We adjourn.
All right. Any objection?
Rip, can you stay on just for a second?
Yeah, Ursula.
Good night, everybody.
This meeting is adjourned, but we're still being streamed.
Oh.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
We are still being streamed. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Very, very
good
much.
Good night.